It all started way back in 1879. A man named Mr. Fain fell asleep in a Kentucky hotel lobby. After a while, the hotel porter tried to wake him by shaking him. Mr. Fain looked up, got up, and asked what the porter wanted. The porter said that Mr. Fain needed to go to his room. Mr. Fain promptly pulled a pistol and killed the porter. Mr. Fain claimed at trial that he'd been sleepwalking when he shot, and he offered to present evidence proving it. The judge wasn't impressed and didn't let the jury hear the sleepwalking defense. Jurors convicted Mr. Fain, who eventually appealed the conviction and won. The appellate court said that if Fain was sleepwalking, he wouldn't be responsible because our law only punishes for overt acts done by responsible moral agents. After that legal success, other people began to use the sleepwalking defense. In fact, by the year 1925, courts seemed to be tiring of the "sorry, I sleepwalked" response to a criminal charge. A court that year complained that sleepwalking and similar claims had become too common and were but desperate attempts by defendants to escape the consequences of their actions. Desperate and mostly unsuccessful. There have been 30 or so cases that directly discuss the issue since the Fain decision. One ultimately successful sleepwalking defense happened in a civil case. When a sleepwalker killed her allegedly abusive husband in 1945, a jury absolved her on sleepwalking grounds. She then sued for money from the husband's estate and won. She walked because she sleepwalked. The sleepwalkers who went to the slammer include a man from Illinois who in 1991 raised a sleepwalking defense at trial for murdering his wife. Another, a man from Alaska who claimed unsuccessfully that he was sleepwalking when he sexually abused a girl. Turns out that sleepwalking is a not-so-novel defense in child sex abuse cases. Other cases involve assault and vehicular homicide. Even though most courts tell the sleepwalking defendants to wake up and smell the coffee, there have been some partial victories for sleepwalkers. One Delaware court in 2005 allowed a defendant to withdraw a guilty plea based on a sleepwalking defense, but noted that it was not saying that it believed that sleepwalking had actually occurred. And a guy in Michigan got a new trial after the trial judge had rejected his sleepwalking evidence. But those outcomes are rare. In fact, I'd say that there's an apt description in the dictionary for many of these cases: to invent fictitiously or deceptively as a story or an excuse. Isn't it ironic that that's the definition for the word feign, F-E-I-G-N, a sound-alike for the man who started it all back in 1879, Mr. Fain, F-A-I-N.